please like and subscribe. Let's grow NAI basketball. Thank you. Cascade Hoops Talk, bringing the world NAI basketball one podcast at a time. Hey, Cascade Hoops Talk, Billy D. Well, it's Thursday, January 18th. Tons of basketball games last night. And, of course, we have a brand new Top 25. You can find that on the NAI. I'm sure you've already seen that. I'm not going to go through it team by team. But, of course, we have our template. It's built on the Top 25. And we'll update you on that as the teams come through. But a lot of action last night. We're going to go through the games conference by conference, as we always do, built upon the top 25 within those conferences. And let's just do it. Let's start with the Crossroads League, because that's where number one Grace College resides. They're number one in the country again. 17-0 now. They hosted St. Francis, and they beat them 85-64. Elijah Malone, 20 points, 15 rebounds. A great night for him. He played against his brother, who plays at St. Francis. I think his brother is a freshman. I could be wrong, but that's kind of a cool moment. Jacob Gibbs, 18 points. So Grace is 17-0, and they're going to go up to Ohio, and they're going to play Mount Vernon Nazarene on Saturday. Indiana Wesleyan, they go to 16-2. They go to Goshen. They beat them 99-62. Javon Buchanan, 28 points, 6 rebounds. Griffin Cleaver, 13 points, 5 assists. They're going to have Marion's going to go to Marion on Saturday. Marion's coming up. They're going to play in Lucky on Saturday. Number 23, new to the top 25 this week, Bethel, the Pilots. They're at 23. They played Spring Arbor up in Michigan last night. They beat them 74-66. Drew Lutz, 38 points. You need to watch Drew Lutz if you haven't seen him play. He's just one of those guys you have to watch a couple of times. Before he graduates and moves on. Preston Phillips, 17 points, 7 rebounds. So Bethel, they go to 14-3, and they're going to play Taylor on Saturday. Around the rest of the Crossroads, Mount Vernon Nazarene beat Marion in Indianapolis. Good win for them. Huntington wins again. Grace and Indiana Wesleyan, we talked about. Let's go to the standings. So Grace is 7-0, Indiana Wesleyan 7-1, and then Bethel is, what is that, two full games back from Grace, Huntington at 5-3. So you can see how it's starting to bunch up, turning into a battle. The KCAC was in full tilt last night. Number four this week in the NAI standings is Oklahoma Wesleyan. They beat Friends 92-61. DJ Talton Jr., 22 points, 4 assists. Jaden Litsky, 16 points, 2 rebounds. They go to 16-1. Look at this. They're going to play Kansas Wesleyan on Saturday. Kansas Wesleyan. Get a ticket. That is going to be a great game. We'll show you. I think they're tied in the standings. Also, last night in the KCAC, Southwestern beat St. Mary 92-66. Kevin Clark, 23 points, 4 rebounds. Andrew O'Brien, look at that stat line, 14 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, and they win 92-66. They're at 14-2, and they're going to play Evangel on Saturday. Take a look at the rest of the KCAC. Evangel, they beat Bethel. Bethany won. McPherson beat Avila. Kansas Wesleyan tonight beat Sterling. And Tabor beat Ottawa. Oh, Tabor was way up in that game. They kind of tried to almost give it away toward the end. Ottawa had three shots at the bucket in the last 30 seconds, and they couldn't hit a three. Let's look at these standings in the KCA. Sorry, I got carried away on that game. Oklahoma Wesleyan, Kansas Wesleyan, both 10-1. Southwestern is a full one and a half games back. McPherson's another game back, and then Evangel. So that's where that conference stands. Lords out of the whack. They come in at number 10. They beat Indiana Tech tonight. Huge game in the whack. It seems like every year it really comes down to, and somebody's going to tell me I'm wrong, but it just seems to me every year it seems to come down to Lords, Indiana Tech, Madonna, and that's kind of where we are right now. They beat Indiana Tech 64-61. Joey Hollifield, 14 points. Sean Monroe, 14 points. But Sean Monroe got one more rebound, so he was the big winner for the day. Actually, the Lords was a big winner for the day. They go to 14-1. They're going to play Michigan Dearborn on Saturday. So let's take a look at that rest of that conference. Again, this conference was in full action. Siena Heights won. Rochester. Madonna. Look at this game. Madonna beat Aquinas. We'll talk about it when I show you the standings. That was huge for Madonna to survive that game. Michigan Dearborn got the win over Cleary. And Lawrence Tech wins again. Look at the standings. So Lords and Madonna are tied now at 10-1. That loss tonight pushes Indiana Tech back to 10-2. But see, Madonna beat Aquinas. That would have been really damaging for Madonna to lose that game to Aquinas in their race up here. Rochester 7-4, and Lawrence Tech is knocking on the door. They're up there at 7-5. Mobile, they fall tonight to William Carey. They're number 11 in the country now. They go to 14-4 for William Carey. Dylan Brumfield, 17 points. Caden Laws, 11 points, 11 rebound, double-double. So Mobile falls, and they're going to play Point on Saturday. So in the rest of the southern states, Thomas defeated Payne. Middle Georgia defeated Life. That was a tough loss for Life. As we said, William Carey won. Tennessee Southern, they've still got feet of snow there. They have to reschedule that game. So Tennessee Southern, 10-0. I mean, they're starting to run away with this thing. You know, I don't like to gripe about the top 25 because everybody does and everybody has an argument about what's in there. But this one just kind of stuck in my craw. Nothing against Mobile's got a great team. But they're like 11th in the country. Tennessee Southern is 18th, I believe. I couldn't understand how you could be three games ahead in conference and seven ratings behind the other team. Again, I'm not saying anything bad about Mobile. It just doesn't make any sense. But anyway, go win your conference. That's really all that matters. So in the Chicagoland, Olivet Nazarene, number 22 in the country now. They beat Calumet 80-76. Pretty tight game. Tyler Schmidt, 34 points, 9 rebounds. I tell you, they needed every one of them. Sam Emick, 17 points, 5 rebounds. Olivet goes to 13-3, and they're going to play St. X on Saturday at St. Xavier. So they're going to have their hands full in that game. Oh, I didn't get the standings for the Chicagoland. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. Northwestern versus Morningside. They played at Morningside. Morningside beat them 78-64. I'll give you the stats when we get down to the Morningside. So Northwestern now is 14-4, and they'll play Concordia. It says here, on at least in the Presto, it says February 3rd. They got to play before that. Morningside, as I said, they beat them 78-64. Eli Doble, 14 points, 8 rebounds. Aiden Vanderloo, 12 points. Morningside's at 13-4. They'll play Midland on Saturday. I must have grabbed the wrong game for Northwestern. Midland beat Mount Marty. Briarcliff beat Jamestown by a point. Hastings beat Concordia. Hastings, man, I tell you, they're good. And, you know, Concordia is a very good team. And Hastings is turning out to be one of the toughest places to play in the GPAC. And speaking of tough places to play, Dort beat Dakota Wesleyan at Dort. So let's look at the GPAC standings. Hastings 8-1, Morningside 8-2. Look at how tight this is. Yes, it's the GPAC. Northwestern 7-3, Dort 6-3, Concordia 6-4. In one weekend, these can all jumble up. I mean, nobody's really out of it. So keep an eye on that. In the Sun Conference, Florida Memorial, they're ranked 16th in the nation now. They beat Ave Maria. That was a huge win for them. It was a statement win. They beat them 80-66. Felix Ualdie, 17 points, 11 rebounds. I'm sure I butchered his name. If somebody could let me know, I'd appreciate it. Darius Ward, 15 points, 5 rebounds. Florida Memorial, they go to 15-2, and they're going to play Weber International on Saturday. So in the Sun Conference, St. Thomas wins in overtime over Southeast. St. Thomas needed that win. Good win for them. Warner desperately needed this win. I thought they were down. I thought they were going to fall, but they came back and they won this game against Weber International. Florida Memorial beat Ave Maria, as we said, and Coastal Georgia beat Kaiser. Now, they haven't played very many games yet in the Sun. But this is why this was such a big game. So Ave Maria and Florida Memorial 3-1, Kaiser 2-2, and then you can see the rest of the standings. Again, not very many games in, still a lot to play. Hey, let's take a look at the North Star. We haven't looked at it yet. Mayville has a very good team. They beat Valley City 96-76 last night. And the standings over there in the North Star. Again, this is a conference that just started. Mayville's at 3-0, Dakota State, then Dickinson State. We'll try to keep track of all the conferences for you. But Mayville, you know, we talked to Coach, I hope you caught that. We talked to Coach there. I think that program is really coming around. Oh, here's a big game. This is in the heart. Missouri Valley beat Baker. I don't know if Central Methodist and Mid-American Nazarene are still celebrating or what, but man, that was a huge upset. Peru State beat Benedictine. So let's look at the standings. So Central Methodist, Graceland, and Mid-American Nazarene now leapfrog Baker. Baker was a half game up on everybody. They fall tonight to, who did they fall to? Okay, I'm not going to worry about it. They fall. Now they're sort of kind of in fourth place. Anyway, look at that battle. Look at that four-way battle. Man, that's going to get ugly. Hey, I hope you appreciate going through the conferences and getting the updates. I apologize I didn't have the standings for the Chicagoland, but you know what? I'm an old man. I forgot it. We'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow, tune in. We're going to have Mark Darnell. He's the head men's basketball coach at Jessup. They're really coming on. They're 3-1 now in the GSAC, and that team is really starting to turn around under new head coach Mark Darnell. So tune in for that. In the meantime, be safe. Our ice here is almost gone. Yay! And I hope you're safe with the weather where you are. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you very much for supporting our podcast. Please like and subscribe. Get out to your local NAI school, because NAI basketball is the best entertainment value in America.